Hello, respected viewers. Here I am in St. Eugene's Cathedral, which is the Catholic cathedral in Derry, Northern Ireland. And that's the main body of the church, or the cathedral rather, here towards the altar. So light a penny candle, like the Maeve Binchy novel, in memory of the dear departed, and a statue of Carlo Acutis. Never heard of him, actually. So is he beatified? Is he on his way to being canonized? And look at the Stations of the Cross. Jesus is laden with his cross. So on Good Friday, there's a Stations of the Cross ceremony. I've only been to it once in France, oddly. I walked from one to another, and there's a little bit said in each one about what Jesus went through. And look at the stained glass window. So the Catholic community in 1838 had a meeting. Used to meet near the tower, just outside the diamond, to plan to be at the cathedral. The Catholic community, we were a minority at the time. And look at the faces right up there. And gathered the money, then came the famine, and so obviously that relief effort had to be prioritised. £4,000 accumulated, £400 of which came from the United States, then commenced construction, finished in the late 19th century, but the debts had to be paid off before it be formally consecrated. Cathedral wasn't consecrated until 1936, so 98 years after the plan. And look at this, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lamb of God, you see. Wow, it looks like an Orthodox image of Bozhorodica, I mean, the Mother of God, and the infant Jesus. Look at the angels, okay? And the baptismal font, and then the priest can speak into the microphone. And Body of Christ welcomes, yeah. These are all those who've been summoned to their reward. Look at this anti-chapel. Surprised by the Orthodox imagery. So they renovated this in 1989. That's for the Blessed Sacrament. Up there, the tabernacle for the bread and the wine. Look at the images. And then the big, up there with the crucifix in the on the stained glass window, and Jesus Christ facing to the east towards Jerusalem. Another tabernacle, but I wish you could drink in the heady fragrance. It's so aromatic. The incense, bells and smells. There's just been a funeral here, by the way. There's the cathedra, as in the cathedral, that's the throne, the bishop's throne. Famously, Edward Daly was the bishop, was in the 80s, and he was a priest here, active on Bloody Sunday, when 13 people were shot dead by the parachute regiment. And then there's a famous image of him with a white hanky advancing towards the soldiers, and some men are carrying a wounded man, his white handkerchief, to signify, you know, mercy, truce, we come in peace, we're unarmed, and so on. So there we go, okay? So a very noble building. So is that neo-Gothic, Victorian? You see the Roman arches? And there's the west door where the funerary crowd have just departed, or congregation, perhaps, what to say. Flowers, I wonder which season of the church it is. So, marvellous artwork. I mean, it doesn't quite stand on the same level as a French or Italian or Spanish cathedral, but very handsome, because obviously the original cathedral, St. Columba's, was the Catholic cathedral. Then the Reformation came in the 1530s. The Church of Ireland was established, which was simply a copy of the Church of England, and they seized the ancient cathedrals and churches. And so the Catholic community, even though we were the majority, we'd lost all of those, had to start building things anew. And even though we were 70% of the population, had far less than 70% of the wealth. And they gradually managed to build these things up. And obviously, the penal laws came in the 18th century, 1704, an act to prevent the further growth of popery, were heavily discriminated against. Another little anti-chapel. Confession box there, okay. So candles to light. I'm not sure which saint this is holding the child, and he's dressed as a monk, the monk's habit. Okay, so they're almost cheerful, the funeral crowd. Okay, that's enough from St. Eugene's Cathedral after St. Owen, as in born under the yew. He's from Donegal, and he was a precursor to St. Columba. Supposedly he prophesied St. Columba would come, so this bishop, this Diocese of Derry takes in the whole of Donegal, I think, and County Londonderry. I'm not sure anywhere else. So that's enough. Thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate a PayPal, georgecanahan79@gmail.com. I saw mention of St. Veronica, the one who wipes his face with a cloth, earlier, as in Veron Ikon, as in true image in Greek. So because some people thought that his face somehow got somehow transfigured onto the cloth permanently. I shall turn it off now.